Got everything teed up?
We're ready to go.
Matthew, just looking for the signal.
Here they are.
Oh, here they are. Okay. Council will please come to order. Carla, would you please read Council Item 527?
Should you do the roll first?
I'm sorry. Could you do the roll first?
Yes. Saltzman?
Here.
Novick? Fritz?
Here.
Hales? Fish?
Here. A quorum is present. Carla, we have a single item this afternoon, Council Number 527. Could you please read it?
Amend fee schedules for building and other permits and site development.
Commissioner Dan Saltzman.
Thank you, Mr. President. The good news is the Bureau of Development Services finances are looking great, and that shouldn't be surprising given the amount of development activity that's happening here in Portland and the fact that the Bureau of Development Services is 90% supported through development fees. And to that end, the rate schedule in front of you today, BDS, Bureau of Development Services, is actually reducing its fees by 3% in the majority of building and site development permits. We're confident this will allow the Bureau to remain financially strong while still providing our customers some relief at the cashier window. And with that, I'll turn it over to Paul Scarlett to walk us through it.
Thank you, Commissioner. Good afternoon. I'm Paul Scarlett, Director for Bureau of Development Services. Similar to Commissioner Saltzman's statement, we're pretty excited. I have notes in front of me. I don't even have to look at them because we're presenting something that's great news. It's a plus to our customers. It's plus to our employees in that we are continuing to show that partnership. The Bureau of Development Services, just to highlight again, our mission is to promote safety, livability, economic vitality. We are in a very strong, vital mode in the city of Portland in its construction activities. And a fund was set up back in 1988-89 to rely on permit fees to support the operation of the Bureau of Development Services. As you know, that can be a huge plus when times are good, and it can also be a vulnerable situation when times aren't so great. However, one of our focus remained the same irregardless, and that's to provide the best level of service possible in all areas of our work. And we're excited with this news that we're able to provide a relief to our customers in the form of a 3% reduction in building permit fees, site development fees. For clarification, it doesn't apply to other programs such as electrical or plumbing. Those programs are recovering costs. All of our programs are recovering costs, but not as strongly as the building permit program. And we work closely with the Development Review Advisory Council. A subcommittee was formed because there's been concern from the industry about how strong our finances are, which is interesting, but attention is given when it's good and when it's bad. And so we recognize the concern and said we would work with you through the budget process. When we were with Commissioner Fritz, same concerns were expressed and said, we'll work with you. We're always careful to, of course, if we can make adjustments in favor of reduction, we'll do that. But we have an obligation as part of an operating fund to have a financial plan that looks 5 years out. So we have to balance. We can do great 1 year, but if it's not sustainable, we're not going to do that because it wouldn't be prudent to us. So in this case, we've done the analysis. We've worked closely with the industry stakeholders and able to commit and offer a 3% reduction. It equates to about $700,000 a year. We can afford that. We have a strong, strong, healthy reserve. And this can be absorbed. And in fact, I believe it's a showing of good faith, if you will, a good partnership with our customers industry in that they reached out to us, just like the council, and offered assistance during the recession and allowed and approved a request to increase fees up to 8%, which was above cost of living and inflation, knowing that we weren't able to manage our operation, balance our operation, but said, we're good with the increase providing we get the service. So 6 years later, we're in the reverse where we're actually making so much money and able to recover all of our costs. And we feel that this is one of the great things that we can do. It's a great, I believe, reflection on the Bureau of the City to work closely with our customers. There are some things that we are still holding, like the minimum fees will remain the same. It's about $95 and some hourly costs. So, I can go on, but more than anything, I do want to express appreciation to our customers or industry groups, to the council. DRAC continues to work with us on a monthly basis, and we look at everything that the Bureau is doing as well as the other bureaus. The subcommittee looking at fees, the first, because we said, yes, we're transparent, we're open, let's work together. So BDS is the first piece. Other bureaus, interagency bureaus, fees will be reviewed, as well as system development charges. And so there's a committee that will continue to review options and see what can be forwarded as recommendations to the council. So with that, I'll turn it over. Before I do that, of course, we've got two very astute managers here that keep a close eye on our revenues daily basis. Elshad Adjeev is our finance manager, and Deborah Seaworth Morris is our business operations manager, who is responsible, or at least these functions fall within their portfolio. So I want to thank you guys for all the work you do and your staff in really managing our finances to a point where we can present to council really good news to our customers and our industry partners and our employees. So with that, I'll turn it over to Deborah to explain some more details and, of course, hope for approval of this ordinance. Thank you.
So, good afternoon. I'm Deborah Siebert Morris, and as Director Scarlett indicated, I'm the Senior Business Operations Manager for the Bureau of Development Services. Good news is our 3% reduction for our building and site development permit fees, but we do have a couple of modifications, some small modifications in this ordinance as well in our fee schedule that I just wanted to bring to your attention. They basically are to address clarifying language to just make it a little bit more clear and understandable. Also, we've got an area where we are doing a slight increase to do some cost recovery. And then also we have a couple of new state requirements that we needed to address in our fee schedule as well. So we are making those modifications. We've also, because we do know that fee changes do impact, our customers and their willingness to do business, we have been very proactive in engaging our customers in discussions about our fees. And we've gone ahead and we've published this information. It's available on our website. We have also put this in our external newsletter, the Plans Examiner, which has a wide distribution among the development community and our community members. And we've also been working with our customer and other stakeholder groups like the DRAC on these changes as well. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have about the ordinance or any of these additional changes.
Colleagues?
Thank you. I have a couple of questions. Thank you for your presentation, and thank you for teaching me a lot about being a fee-supported bureau over the time that I was your commissioner. I'm currently trying to implement more of that in the Office of Neighborhood Involvement, particularly in the noise program. I'm surprised the pushback I'm getting that somehow it's different in a different bureau. So thank you for showing us how it's done and for your fiscal responsibility, all three of you. It's been my pleasure to work with you and indeed to put forward this business operations continuity plan. So one of my questions is about the reserves and how much is the right level of reserves? How long could we sustain a future downturn in the economy without having the catastrophic loss of staff that we had at the beginning of the recession?
It's a good question. Appreciate that, Commissioner Fritz. We had to really explore and look at every aspect of our operation during the recession. And one of the big changes we made was trying to right size that reserve. What is that amount? During the recession, we had a reserve that would sustain operation for about 2 months, maybe. And we reviewed that closely and went from, Elshad, you may have to help me out here, 15% to 35% to now 50% of our operation, which would then sustain operation for 6 months, which is consistent with economic trends in terms of what's an inflation recession, how it's defined. It's about 6 months. And so we want to have a reserve balance in place with currently about a $54 million operation. That would be 20-something million. We're about $40 million over that in reserve, so it's really strong. We should be good. But on top of the amount of money, as you know, the politics and the decision can come into play, which is one of the reasons we produced a business continuity plan to include some certainty as to what steps would be taken in case of a downturn.
The reserves are robust enough now to cover 6 months of continued operations.
We have enough to cover
more than that.
Yes. Right, so but certainly 6 months.
And does the DRAC support this proposal?
Yes, we presented it to them, and it was in the form of the business continuity plan, which we presented one time, and we went back to the BAC, and they got some more information and presented again, and they have endorsed it.
I should have said Development Review Advisory Committee. Thank you. Secondly, I remember in last year's budget there was an outreach. There was funding for outreach staff, and particularly looking at equity and how do we serve neighbors who may not speak English and or may not know how to access the permit system and therefore get into trouble because they don't know they're supposed to get one. Mm-hmm. What's happened to those positions?
I couldn't tell you for sure. I know they're in the budget. One of the challenges we've been having is filling the positions. So adding positions is fairly easy with our justification around workload and money. I would have to get back to you where those are in the stage of the hiring processes, but we've identified that as additional and necessary component of the operation. It's no longer do we just do 20 inspections per day. We want to make sure we're able to serve all of our customers in the community in an equitable manner, and sometimes it means creating some other avenues for doing business, which include outreach and so forth. So we're really big on that. For example, demolition, that's a big one. So we created a position to help with the demolition questions and issues around that because it's so varied.
So the fees that are encapsulated here support those positions in ongoing funding?
Yes.
Great. And then the other question is about the in the budget that we just adopted, we completely removed general fund from the land use services, mm-hmm. and so that's
transferred it to another program with
entirely fee supported, and then the enhanced safety inspections and the other inspection programs, those are funded with ongoing revenue.
Elsa, you can speak to this in a limited way.
So the way I understand it,
introduce yourself.
Oh, sure. Elshad Hajiyev, Finance Manager for the Bureau of Development Services. And in the mayor's proposed budget, and I believe that's what went into adopted budget, there is a one-time transfer of the general fund monies from the land use program to neighborhood inspections. And there is a budget note there that the Bureau will come back to the council and report on how land use services program is doing financially and if there is a need to keep that money in neighborhood inspections program for on an ongoing basis because it's a big hit to land use program. They're losing approximately $700,000. So that's why we have that budget note. So we'll be back in the spring and reporting on how land use services program is going. Right now, those enhanced inspections program, and then the EdPEP. Those are being funded.
Extremely distressed
properties program.
Yeah.
Those two programs are being funded by one-time transfer from general fund monies from a land use program to NIT until we get back to you guys, to the council in the spring.
So the general fund is still ongoing. Just for this year, we're transferring it into the inspections and distressed properties
Correct.
Program, and then you're going to come back to us on that. So that's all factored into these fees and making sure we can pay for everything that you do right now.
That is correct. And there are no changes to land use services fees. They're staying the same. There are no increase or no reductions.
So great. And then my final question, which is a concern, and I know, Elshad, that Claire Adamsick in my office has mentioned this to you. There is a proposed increase in fees for new manufactured dwelling.
Yes.
Park homes. And the one that particularly concerns me currently, it's $56 for each space. Mm-hmm. And what's proposed is that anything from 1 to 10 would be $560 as a permit application fee. So it would seem that that would penalize a mobile home or a manufactured home park that was just going to add one or two spaces instead of paying $112, they'd be paying $560.
Basically, what we do every year with our fee schedules is we go with a fine comb and we look at the fees that are not at the cost recovery. So, and manufacturing dwelling park and recreational park were identified this year as not being at the cost recovery. So the work that our staff is doing, reviewing the sites, reviewing the for space and size of the homes to make sure they're consistent with the building code. It's actually the work is the same as if we do it for one or if we do it for 10. So that's why we made that change there, that from 1 till 10 it will be one price, because the cost that the Bureau incurs to inspect 2 or 10 is essentially the same. The other thing is that these two are really minor fees. The last manufacturing park that we issued a permit for was in 2006, and I actually have a name for it. One of our managers had an excellent memory, and he remembered it was the Mariner's Gale on the Marine Drive. So it was 10 years ago. So it's a really a minor change, and same goes for recreational parks. We just permitted one, actually, on the Alberta, and they had those tiny homes on wheels. So, and again, the amount of work that we do for one versus 10 is essentially basically the same, because, they go to the site, they inspect it.
I understand that. I think as we look at manufactured home parks as an affordable housing option, mm-hmm. Particularly in some of the ones that we're going to be trying to save, and if they're then owner become more of a long-term prospect, there may be an opportunity to add one or two more spaces mm-hmm. that would add one or two more affordable homes. And $560, as you say, is a minor amount for the Bureau. It's a month's rent for a manufactured home park occupant. So, Commissioner, I would respectfully request that you take another look at that, or that we don't make that changes, particularly for the small changes in manufactured home parks, to keep it at $56 for each space rather than a blanket 1 to 10 is $560.
I'm amenable to that.
We can make that change.
Would you like to offer an amendment?
I think I just did, and I think Commissioner Nusselsman just seconded
so,
it.
So, Council, was that sufficient?
So my amendment is that for manufactured dwelling park permits, that for 1 to 10 new spaces, it's $56 for each space.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. It has been proposed and seconded. Carla, would you please call the roll?
Saltzman?
Aye.
Britz?
Thank you, Commissioner. Aye.
Fish?
Aye. The amendment passes. Other questions, Commissioner Fritz?
Thank you.
Commissioner Fritz, would you like to make another amendment to the recreational park, because the fee structure is pretty much the same, so we're consistent?
I would indeed, and I so move that we add recreational parks to that amendment. Thank you very much for catching that.
I think that can, well, would you like a vote on that too? Commissioner, so second. Carla, would you please call the roll?
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz?
Another reason why I love working with the staff and development services, you know all of the ins and outs of the code and what you need to do, and you're very willing to put it on the table and help us out. Thank you. Aye.
Aye. The amendment passes. Okay, we now have a ordinance that has been amended, and Carla, has anyone signed up to testify?
Crystal did. I see her stuff here, but I don't.
She's not present. Anyone else? This is a first reading, so Paul will give you the last word.
Well, again, thank you for the opportunity to present this good news. We're, again, continue to be as good a partner as we can with our customers and industry and employees, and we look forward to coming back to a second reading. Again, fee increases is not an issue here. We're reducing fees. There are some fees that haven't been increased the last couple of years, and that's also part of this ordinance. And so with the strong economy, we're just happy to be here presenting good news and looking forward to making the Bureau a better place to live. And that's how it feels anyway, live, work, and conduct business.
Thank you, Mr. Director. Thank you, Dan. We are adjourned.
Thank you.